Yeah, I wanted to pick up this point about the difference between models of social change and theories of social change, which seemed to me a very useful one. And I would take the difference, I mean, you know, the relationship to be that in the sense in which theory is being used here, a theory states what kind of models are acceptable and what models are supposed to contain, so that with Keith's model this morning, any questions about the relationships that he was postulating or about certain historical facts that he, you know, that were implied, that he ought to have treated of in terms of the relationships that were included in the model were criticisms of the model as a model. But saying this model seems to start out from a set of values without explaining the set of values is a criticism from a theoretical point of view. It's saying that my idea of a theory of social change wouldn't start from that. And I think that it's important to make that the alternative between theory of social change and pure descriptivism is wrong. I mean, that the alternative to a theory of social change which has a hierarchy of functions is in fact historicism rather than descriptivism. The difference between analysis and description has got nothing to do with it. The alternative to having a hierarchy of functions or hierarchy of causes is simply to say that where you start and stop your models will depend on your kind of interests you have, the kind of question you're asking yourself, that there can be no general theory about what any account of social change has to include, that if you want to do an account of religious change which simply starts from religious factors and ends with religious factors, that's all right if that's the kind of historian or social scientist you are. And I want to go on to ask to suggest that in the Marxist materialistic theory of social change, there seem to me to be two rather different elements, one of which is a purely empirical element, which I think came out in what Edward Thompson was saying this morning, which is very much like the Brodel three levels of change. It's simply saying that change in geology takes longer than change in social institutions, and therefore geological or ecological factors provide a sort of set of overarching constraints which you have to take into account when understanding the limits of variation of other things which are going on at more easily changeable levels. On the other hand, there also seems to me to be an element of natural, of sort of scientism in this, of scientific theories have to do with the sorts of things that natural science is about. I mean, I was trying to ask myself, in fact, how far this kind of emphasis on material life was in fact due to a long period of comparatively poor technology. I mean, if you could imagine a society in which the technology was so superb that you could in fact change the material conditions of life quicker than you could make people adapt to them, would you then start changing your mind about which was the fundamental level for analysing social change, or would you in fact say start to talk about a certain sort of innate conservatism as a physiological characteristic of the human mind? I mean, would one tend to redraw the boundary between science and social science in order to keep the scientific levels the more fundamental, just because we have this idea in our culture that nature is something unchanging and culture is something changing? Sorry, I don't know whether I made that clear enough.